Election Day, and in Florida, the recounts continue.
DeSantis, Hoffman, Scott.
The recounts going on for races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Agriculture Commissioner. There's been a deadline set to get them completed by 3 p.m. Eastern today. The Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed 56 lives, 130 people still missing. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Prosecutors in Saudi Arabia say the killers of journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be facing the death penalty. 11 people have been charged for the October 2nd murder. The first big winter storm of the season is hitting the eastern portion of the U.S. Winter storm alerts are in effect from Arkansas to Maine. And over 80 million people could be impacted. The administration continuing to keep a close eye on Central American migrants, the first of whom have made it to Tijuana.
Defense Secretary James Mattis was at the southern border to visit troops sent to help stop illegal crossings. Mattis said, troops right now are focusing on building fences.
With what we've been asked to do so far, probably within a week to 10 days, we'll have done what's needed. Now, there, of course, it's a dynamic situation. There'll be new requests coming in.
And that could include moving troops around as the caravans change course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell telling a Dallas audience Wednesday the U.S. economy remains strong, but that he is concerned about some headwinds next year. He says challenges could include slowing growth abroad, fading fiscal stimulus, and the lagging effect of 8 interest rate increases in the past 3 years. President Trump has been critical of Powell and the Fed for raising rates, claiming they're slowing down the economy. Powell says the policymakers are aware of such concerns, and they're looking carefully at what impact the rate increases are having on the economy. Rock singer Billy Idol is officially a United States citizen now. It follows a naturalization ceremony held in Los Angeles yesterday. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service marking the Rebel Yell singer's special day by tweeting, "It's a nice day for a naturalization ceremony," paraphrasing lyrics to his song, White Wedding. The tweet included several photos of Idol at the ceremony, including two in which he's holding an American flag. Disney's mascot celebrating 90 years on screen. And to mark the Mickey Mouse milestone, the Walt Disney Company is airing a 2-hour television special this Sunday to honor the legendary character who first appeared during a short film, Steamboat Willie, back in 1928. A long list of celebrities will pay tribute during that special, which will air on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
What are we listening to?
This is Hazel Eyes by The Darkness.
I can safely say I've never heard this song. Can you hear me in the headphones?
Say it again.
Can you hear me in your headphones,
yes.
Jennifer? Who sings this song?
The Darkness.
The who?
No, not the who, The Darkness.
The Darkness? I've never heard this song in my life. This is, sounds like it's from the 70s.
No, it's new.
Wait a minute, talk into the microphone. Is it
I'll
new?
Look it up while you're doing the intro.
Okay. Good morning, welcome to the library show. We started a little late this morning, so let me just give you a quick update on the weather. Supposedly, a winter storm named Avery will be hitting Flemington.
Wait, it has a name?
They named it. It's Avery. The first one. I think the darkness is drowning me out. I'm pretty sure they are. So winter storm Avery should be descending on Flemington, New Jersey any moment now. They're expecting about 5 inches of snow before it turns over into rain this evening. And then it will rain all night long. I'm sure everyone out in the Hunterdon County area is used to it raining. So expect another downfall tonight, ending by early tomorrow morning. And then the weather improves but stays chilly for the weekend. Good morning and welcome to the library show. Starring Jennifer Wimber and Jim Fatt. Jennifer, this is blasting. Why do you like this song? This doesn't sound like your type of music.
It's, I don't know how to Scottish sound. I was asked to play it.
And there it is.
It was a request.
By who? Jean?
No, Morgan.
Who?
Morgan.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, how's Morgan doing? I haven't
yeah,
heard you mention
well,
her lately.
Well, we both have hazel eyes, that's why.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a newer song?
2005.
Oh, not that new. But it's because of Hazel Eyes, that's how she knows. What's the lady with Morgan? How's her driving doing?
It's very well. She's doing very well.
She's driving better?
She
can drive herself places now?
It's not so
bad. What's her job these days?
Well, she's got the same one. She's a home health aide.
I can't hear you.
She's a home health aide.
Home health aide?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what Kara does.
Oh, really?
She works over at the hospital. She goes... She goes to people, elderly people's homes and...
No, I didn't know that. But she was doing something.
Assists them?
Yeah, nice.
Cool. Where's Morgan's territory?
She just has one client in Philadelphia.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so she's like a live-in or something? No?
Daily.
I can't believe I started the radio show talking about Morgan's life. What's Morgan's last name, by the way?
I'm not.
We're not allowed to say?
I don't want to
say. Privacy issues?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the library show. It's not the Morgan show. It's starring Jennifer Wimber and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. By the way, my confidence is low that this is being broadcast correctly. Something just seems off to me. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna forge on, Jennifer.
Okay.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the deadline to enter this year's HGL Gingerbread Competition is tomorrow, wink, wink, Friday, November 15th. But we've been known to accept slightly late entries. In fact, we were just talking to Chris Phelan. The Chamber is one of the sponsors of the Gingerbread Competition, and he asked if we extended the deadline 2 weeks, which we will do. So still not too late to get in that gingerbread entry form. Go online at hclibrary.us. There's a big picture right on our homepage. Just click on that, and the entry form will be at your fingertips. And you'll have no excuses. Fill it out. Cash prize. Cash prize for Best in Show, $200. That's some good Christmas gift spending money, Jennifer.
Yes,
the Knitters of Hunterdon County have united big time. Hats, scarves, mittens, and more have been pouring into HCL to be donated to Hunterdon's needy.
The orthopedic surgeon is connected to minimally invasive treatment options.
Why, what?
The treatment options are connected to one of the region's most experienced teams. From hands and...
I thought I had turned it off. I was setting up for
this mess. This radio show will be on go down a history of what not to do. They'll be teaching this in radio classes for years to come, Jennifer. what not to do on a radio show. Well, so let's really just...
The first part wasn't our fault.
Jennifer says Adam and Eve were the first people not to read the apple terms and conditions.
We're certainly not heed them.
Not unless no one... It's 45 pages long. No one reads the apple terms and conditions. You have an iPhone? You have an iPad?
No, I have a Samsung.
Oh. A plethora of library programs, holiday programs, and concerts.
It's a big word for an 11-year-old.
There you go. You say that saying a lot. Where does that come from?
Church.
Church? Mm-hmm. Why church? That sounds very judgmental. Sounds very condescending for someone to say at church.
It's a joke my pastor tells to select people.
Right. But he's making fun of these people. Your pastor makes fun of people?
Constantly.
Calling them children?
Constantly.
I would be offended by that. I don't know if that's what God intended his pastors to be doing. The Adult Winter Reading Club is on the way, as well as Winter Storm Avery, Jennifer. And much more on today's library show. This is going to be one of those shows where we're just going to be going off on tangents.
I just can't believe it.
I can feel it now. I have no trivia for Jennifer except today in history.
Oh, come on.
I don't. I'm sorry. Next week I will, because we have a trivia night tomorrow.
We don't have next week.
Oh, that's right. Next week is Thanksgiving. Next week, program though. Next week is Thanksgiving. There will be no 100 in library show to listen to. So you can't use that excuse if you're trying to get away from your family. You're just going to have to take it on the chin. Always a great day, Thanksgiving. Jennifer, what are your traditions?
We were talking
on the way over. You don't even have any plans yet. Your parents may or may not be going to another country.
They're not going.
To swim on in a hotel pool on the roof?
Maybe.
The oddest Thanksgiving tradition I think I've ever heard.
I don't believe
But to it. Each their own, Jennifer. We've switched up our...
And I think you're crazy.
Thanksgiving traditions this year. And we might have misplayed this one. We'll be heading up to Vermont.
But
it might be very Thanksgiving-y up there.
Might be very...
It's going to be very February up there, I think.
When are you leaving?
I can't tell that, Jennifer. Any criminals listening to the show. But we have someone staying at our house anyway to watch the dogs. So. I hate to foil their plans. Not like there's anything to steal at my house. Actually, probably be doing me a favor. Actually, if you are coming over, there's a sofa. It's all yours if you want it. So it's maybe start a new tradition. I doubt it. I mean, my tradition has been for the past decade to run in the turkey trot here on Main Street in Flemington. And then we have a little tailgate over on Fulpa Road. I usually end up getting home too late. It's always been a tradition for me to get yelled at for hanging out too long at the tailgate.
Well, maybe Lori will yell at you anyway, just for...
My only job on Thanksgiving, and I don't even have it this year because we're traveling, is to brine the turkey with my special brining mixture.
So you're not going to brine the turkey?
No. We'll be traveling. I don't know what we'll do to it.
You just told everybody when you're going.
Here's my brining. But I said someone's saying at my house, Jennifer. Plans foiled. Here's my special brining solution for anyone listening to the radio show. This is my secret recipe. So you use orange juice, apple cider. I mean, that's what most people use, water. The secret ingredient, coffee grounds.
Really?
Yes. Coffee grounds. Put coffee grounds in that brine mix. It gives the skin like it's perfect. It's exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And then there's other little things I put in. Tried everything, beer, everything. I've tried throwing everything in there. But coffee grounds is the secret ingredient to any brine solution. And I've not read anywhere where people have used coffee grounds in that.
Would you like to patent it before we...
If I thought I could make money of it, I would. All right, we must be behind our time. Is it time for our first commercial? It's past our first commercial break. That's probably pretty good because we're just rambling today. I can feel it happening. So this could be radio gold or radio, what's a metal that's not valuable?
I don't know.
We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We may or may not be on the air. You may or may not be able to hear us.
I think we are.
It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this day. Today is November 15th.
Oh, wow.
2018. It's not?
No, I said, oh, wow.
Why?
Because today's the anniversary that Brian Zant died.
From last year?
No, it was like 8 or 9 years ago.
And was it something sudden?
She was 87. How sudden is it when you're 87?
I don't know. You said it like it was something.
No, I just like didn't think of it. And usually he remembers these things first thing in the morning.
Gotcha. And let me try to dig us out of the hole, Jennifer,
okay,
just
super.
Put us in. I'm going to ask her some events that happened on November 15th in years past. I'm also going to give her some names of people who were born or who have died.
I just gave you the name of someone
November
who died.
15th. I don't know her name.
Doris. Okay, go.
Rest in peace, Doris. Okay, people born or who have died on November 15th, since Jennifer knows who they are just by name recognition. Here we go. 1777, Jennifer. We go back to November 15th, 1777. The Second Continental Congress approves the Articles of Confederation. What were the Articles of Confederation?
They were the... In 30 words or less. They're like the precursor to the Constitution.
That's perfect.
Is that enough?
Thank you. Yes. That's exactly
what you were looking
what
for.
I was going to say. 1791, Jennifer, the first Catholic college opens its doors on this date.
In 1791, what was it? Big university.
Notre Dame.
Incorrect.
No.
Good guess, though.
That's not that old. I don't know.
A little south of here. Let me see if I can get you hot, warm, or cold.
William and Mary is the only one.
Now, north of there.
And it's in D.C.
Correct.
The heck's the name of it? Not American. Tell me, because I
can't. Think of our first president.
Washington. That was our first. Oh, Georgetown.
Yes, Jennifer, that was our first president.
That hurt.
He had a first name, too.
Yes, he did.
In 1939, Jennifer, U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Somebody on Jeopardy the other night, there was a picture of Harry Truman and thought it was Franklin Roosevelt.
Oh, my.
Jeopardy. I mean, these are the smartest people in the world, right?
Isn't it like Teen Week or something, though?
I think that's coming up. Karen and I are behind.
Oh, okay.
Franklin Roosevelt lays the cornerstone for what in Washington?
The I don't know. There's so many choices.
Give me one. At least take a guess.
Lincoln Memorial.
That's close. What would be your second choice?
Jefferson Memorial.
The Jefferson Memorial is correct.
Based on your reaction.
1943, Jennifer. Dark day in history, I'll continue. German SS leader Heinrich Himmler orders that what group of people are put on the same level as Jews and placed in concentration camps? Himmler just decides this. Unbelievable.
Catholics.
No. What?
I don't know.
That would have been gypsies.
I can't believe it took him that long. Never mind.
What are you saying?
No, I mean, I thought like gypsies were disdained in a pretty...
That's like, I don't know. Heinrich Himmler, man.
And gypsy, I don't know. To me, gypsies are like, you could be a gypsy one day and not the next. They're sort of fleeting.
You know nothing about gypsies, so why don't we just leave it at that? 1959, Jennifer. November 15th, the Clutter family is murdered. Why do we remember this? The Clutter family.
It's too early for Charles Manson. It was just in the news. I don't remember.
It inspired a book. It happened in Kansas.
Not in Cold Blood.
In Cold Blood by Truman Capote is correct, Jennifer. But since you said not in Cold Blood, I can't mark it correct.
All right.
If you said in Cold Blood, it would
be correct. Cold Blood. Truman Capote.
And then in 1971, Jennifer, Intel releases what?
Windows.
Which is called the 4004.
A computer. A first personal computer.
Incorrect. Think smaller.
A processor?
Yes. The first single chip microprocessor.
As soon as you said Intel, like that little jingle went through my head.
See? It worked. Okay. Born on the state, Jennifer, in 1916, Bill Melendez. Search your brain. You know this.
Is he still alive?
I doubt it. 1916?
He'd be very old. He'd be 102.
I mean, it's possible. Oh, no, he died in 2008. I'm sorry. I did have that information in front of me.
Bill Melendez.
Has to do, I think, Halloween and Christmas and TV.
Something, Charlie Brown's.
He's very good.
He was Charlie Brown's voice. No.
He was actually Snoopy in Woodstock's voice.
They did.
But he was an animator. Okay. Bill Melendez helped Schultz greatly. He was a voice actor, animator, director, and producer. He directed those specials.
Hmm.
Bill Melendez. So it was in there somewhere. 1928, C.W. McCall was born.
He's
a singer-songwriter. Had one monster hit back in the 80s. No, probably 70s. Late 70s, early 80s. He liked to sing songs about trucks.
He didn't do BJ and the Band.
That's a TV show.
No, but there was like a breaker.
Yes.
On the
Convoy.
Yes.
He wrote the song and sang the song Convoy, Jennifer. That's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Started.
I didn't know the name of it.
CB Craze. Gotcha.
They've been playing it a lot.
What's a CB term for a policeman?
Smokey.
See, you know that. And that's because of C.W. McCall.
They've been playing it a lot on Sirius.
Seriously?
Yeah. Ha ha ha.
And then in 1929, Ed Asner was born.
He was on the Mary Tyler Moore show. Murray? No.
He played Lou Grant.
Lou Grant.
Won like five Emmys. I actually think Ed Asner has won the most Emmys out of any actor in television history.
Really?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. Also, Jennifer, what is he most recently known for?
Is it TV?
No. Movie. He plays Santa Claus. He's in a lot of Christmas movies, but played Santa Claus in a very... Well, you'd hate this movie because you didn't even watch it with me.
Oh, in Elf.
Elf. He was Santa Claus in Elf. And actually, I think he's fallen out of favor with a lot of people because I think he became like a conspiracy theorist, Jennifer. He believes, Jennifer, that the Twin Towers were brought down by an interior detonation or whatever. You ever hear that theory?
I haven't.
Like a controlled detonation? He thinks that's how the Twin Towers fell.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Cloris Leachman have had 8 Emmy wins.
They're women, Jennifer.
I know. Don Knotts has 5 wins, 5 nominations. John Larroquette, 5 wins, 7 nominations.
How many does he have? 7?
I'm not there yet. Peter Falk, Tim Conway, Michael J. Fox, we're still on 5. Kelsey Grammer, Betty White, Art Carney, 6 wins. Bryan Cranston, 6. Tyne Daly, 6. Alan Alda, 6. Ed Asner, 7. And he was nominated 10 times.
I stand corrected. No, I don't. I am correct. Finally died on this day, Jennifer, in 1954, Lionel Barrymore.
He was a movie actor in the early 20th century.
Okay.
He was the father of...
One role will give you the correct answer, and only one role.
Was he in Pocket Full of Miracles?
I have no idea.
What movie do you know he was in?
It's a holiday movie, Jennifer, or I wouldn't be asking. By the way, I hope everybody's Christmas preparations are going well. It's, of course, at this radio show, we embrace early celebration of the season. It is Christmas time. My favorite word here at 100 and Chamber.
To music yet?
What?
Are you listening to music?
Yes. Are you?
Yes.
And the answer, Jennifer, while you're looking it up.
I don't know.
Is Mr. Potter.
In It's a Wonderful
Life. It's a Wonderful Life. Henry Potter, the antagonist, Jennifer, if you will, of that great holiday classic. What have you done so far to prepare for Christmas? I've already started putting my lights up on the outside because we had kind of a Veterans Day. It was kind of warm. I figured I'd get up on the ladder then.
That's a good idea.
So I did have to get up on the ladder when it was snowing or cold or something.
That was smart.
But I started it. But since we're going away for Thanksgiving, we'll be a little late getting the tree up.
I don't know.
Thanksgiving is a little early this year, isn't it?
It is. I don't like it this early. I really don't care for it this early.
Why, Jennifer?
I don't like a long Christmas season.
Jennifer, that's blasphemy here on the library show.
I know. So, did you see Catherine MacGregor died?
I have no idea who
that
is.
She was Mrs. Olsen on Little House.
I'm sorry about it.
On Little House on the Prairie.
We got to let go of Little House.
I can't. She was 93 years old.
And she was Mrs. Olsen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had a good long life.
She did. So I want to hear about last night's program, and I want to hear about the Business Expo.
Okay, both. First, last night's program, we welcomed Groovin' Easy, Jennifer, a 9-piece jazz and swing band with a vocalist. So 8 pieces and a vocalist. Full house, we've had 90-something.
Wow.
So your full house, and everybody just raved about them. I thought it was going to be too loud at first. The 9-piece band in that our meeting room, I thought they were going to blow them away. But no, people said it was fine. And they played everything from Sinatra, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, all the way up to Elvis and Buddy Holly, and everything in between. What a very wide variety of music. And the crowd just ate it up.
Nice.
to a person. Everybody walked into that meeting room, walked up to me and says, have them back.
So, good.
Very successful. And then last Thursday's Business Expo that Jennifer promoted earlier in our show.
We have a commercial list from September.
We're promoting next year's Business Expo. That's how popular it was. But the Huntington County Library set up a booth, thanks to Chris Phelan and the Chamber for allowing us to set up a booth at the Expo this year. We had a little giveaway, a little raffle for a Michael's gift card and some gingerbread decorations to promote our gingerbread competition sponsored by the Friends of HCL and the Huntington Chamber of Commerce. We had a lot of our services and programs, handouts to give away and to talk about. We met a lot of nice people, Jennifer. We met somebody again from, well, we made a big, good connection with Polytech. We'll talk about that at the PR meeting today. But also we met somebody again from Raritan Valley that was just all over wanting to promote stuff at our library, and they wanted to promote our stuff at their library.
We've gone through this three times already with them.
Somebody in their theater department or something.
And they send, like the librarians send stuff sometimes.
Yes.
And we hang
and
it up.
And it just kind of falls off after a while.
I know.
So hopefully this one will stick this time. So we're very happy. Actually, if you are a local organization and you would like to promote an event or something you're doing, the Huntington County Library would be happy to help you do that. You can contact me, Jim Thatch, at jthatch@hclibrary.us, and let me know what you want to promote. We'll set up a little table in the lobby or whatever it takes to promote your organization or your event. Happy to do it. That's why we're here, Jennifer. When I say in the beginning of the show, what do I say, Jennifer? Community support. I'm not kidding.
We should put your.
I'm serious.
We should put your name on the contacts page.
We should.
Or the for PR, yeah.
Why isn't it there already?
I don't know, but I'm looking at it. And oh no, it is. It says library exhibits.
It's been updated in 25 years, Jennifer.
And, yeah, we gotta. That one we have to do like right away. This one we need to do right away.
I haven't been called library exhibit.
No, it just says for.
Since before the internet.
For information about.
Yeah, that's what people. I'm not going to get into it now, Jennifer.
Right.
Here's an example of a community event we could promote. I'll promote it on the radio right now. But if they wanted to give us handouts at the library, would it help to promote the Winter Village at the Red Mill Museum? Is coming up a week from Saturday, November 24th, at the Red Mill Village, 56 Main Street in Clinton, New Jersey. It's from 12 to 5 p.m. They're going to have outdoor heated winter market. And that joins the 9th Annual Festival of Trees. If you haven't seen that, it's very interesting. 40 handmade and vintage peddlers will be there. Admission's $10 unless you're a member.
What? It's going to be vintage peddlers. Does that mean they're going to be old?
The peddlers themselves are vintage?
Yeah.
Peddling vintage items will be my guess, Jennifer.
I'm sure they are.
So 40 vendors. The Festival of Trees, only $10. I'm sure there'll be refreshments as well. Proceeds benefit the historic Red Mill Museum. It's free for museum members, and children ages 6 and under are free as well. That's the Winter Village at the Red Mill Museum, Saturday, November 24th, 2018, from 12 to 5 p.m. If you don't know where the Red Mill is, well, I can't, and you live in Huntington County, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, this will be in conjunction. Are they having Dickens Days this year?
Dickens Days is that same weekend? I believe
it usually
is.
Yeah.
Yes. So Dickens Days is another big event. Kind of regret going away now, Jennifer, the weekend. I'll be in Vermont that weekend. I'm kind of missing the unofficial start of the Christmas holiday here in Huntington.
You are.
The Huntington Holiday Parade in Flemington, Jennifer, is Sunday, December 9th. I believe that starts at 5 p.m. Could you double check that for me? This year, the Huntington County Bookmobile in all its blue and gold glory, and we'll decorate it with some lights and stuff, hopefully, will be in the parade this year. Hopefully, I'm going to ride, but right now I've been bumped. There's already got two people. They don't need me, Jennifer.
Nobody's talked to me about it, so yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. So we already have too many drivers, but if I'm there ready to take someone's place if they need me. Coming off the bench for the Christmas parade, if at all possible. It used to be fun. I used to, years ago, I used to drive, like the BMW and the car dealerships would donate cars for the parade to drive the dignitaries around. Uh-huh. And I used to drive those cars.
Why did I think it was a second?
I drove the mayor once. I drove, forget who I drove, like 3 or 4 years I did. It was a lot of fun. You got to drive a really cool car.
Very nice.
I missed that, actually. Maybe I could volunteer to do that again. So that's the 100th Holiday Parade, a Flemington tradition for as long as I've lived here, and much longer, I'm sure.
Very nice.
And then while we're speaking holidays, we have a lot of holiday traditions at the 100th County Library, the aforementioned gingerbread competition. I mentioned it's not too late to enter. You can see a entry form online at hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. Click on that big gingerbread man on the top of the page. And the entry form comes up. The deadline is extended 2 weeks. $200 grand prize for the best in show, plus there'll be prizes for first place in each category and some honorable mentions. And we'll have a reception. Jennifer, what is the date of the reception again?
December 13th.
December 13th, we'll have a reception for everyone who enters the gingerbread competition with refreshments, and we'll announce the winners then. We have categories for children, for students, for adults, for families, for groups such as schools or scout groups, and professionals.
You know what? I think we should have a public's choice this year, since we're doing it a little bit later.
And we're going to have a public's choice award this year.
Don't
That's
you
how
think?
Quickly things work at the Huntington County
think?
Library. I think we should. And there'll be a gift certificate or something for the public's choice.
Usually we do we have the reception
Agreed,
right away, Jennifer. And we're not this year.
Agreed, Jennifer.
You've agreed. Wait. Okay. Let's take a moment. Have the angels
And
sing.
Then anyone participating has two choices of what to make. You can either make a Huntington County building or scene, something that the Chamber of Commerce would be happy you would make. Or the Friends of the Huntington County Library are the sponsor, would be happy if you made some kind of gingerbread story, something out of a storybook or a novel, a building or something that depicts a story or novel. So that's your two choices. I think that it's enough to let your imagination run wild. We've been doing this for several years now, the HCL Gingerbread Competition. Hopefully you consider entering. If you don't, make sure you stop by the library anytime in December. Our lobby and the gallery area will be filled with the sights and smells of Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, Jennifer, we have several holiday programs that are now traditions at the Huntington County Library. Several, actually, Jennifer. Let me start with the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet. They've been coming for probably at least 20 years over the holidays. Is that accurate?
I'd say so.
And they have a program called the Jazz Holiday, featuring not only jazz standards done or holiday favorites jazzed up, but they also do music from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas. All those classic songs like Linus and Lucy and Christmas Time is Here. And it's so popular that we do it. We have two concerts, one at the North County Branch and one at the Huntington County Library. The North County Branch Eric Mantel concert will be on Thursday, November 29th at 7 p.m. And then the Huntington County Library Eric Mantel concert will be on Wednesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. So come to one or both. It's up to you. And we have a quick and easy way for you now to sign up for our programs on our webpage, hclibrary.us. You'll see a big events calendar right on the homepage. Just click on that. Click on the date you want to go to the program. Click on the program and then tell us how many people are coming. And you're in.
And North County only has 8 spots left.
Are you kidding me?
Do I look like I'm kidding? No. It's 2 weeks from today. There's only 8 seats left.
We must have plenty still.
So you want to register for that? I will tell you in 1 minute.
So if North County Branch fills up, you have a second chance to attend at the Huntington County Library.
Yes, we have 78 seats left.
Okay, very good. So we're a couple weeks later. So that's fine. Okay, Jennifer, the Huntington Central Regional High School Fiddle Club. They've been coming for several years now, at least a decade, I would think.
Yes.
We'll be at the Huntington County Library at Tuesday, December 4th at 11:40 a.m. That sounds like a strange time because it is. It's like between classes for them. They kind of come rolling in on their school bus, unload real quickly, play a 20 to 30-minute concert for us, and then they're back on the bus and back to school. So this is this group is under the direction of teacher William McGallio, and this group of talented fiddlers will play a selection of traditional and sometimes non-traditional music. Stop in and listen to the enthusiastic group of young people and spend some time listening to the stars of the future. Once again, that's Tuesday, December 4th at 11:40 a.m. And Wednesday, December 12th, this one's probably been going on 15 years, maybe. Easily 10. I don't think quite 20 yet, Jennifer. The 100 and Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus. They have their annual Christmas show at 100 and Central the weekend before, and then they come out to the 100 and County Library and entertain us. It's Wednesday, December 12th at 7 p.m. Refreshments will be served that evening. All these programs that Jennifer and I talk about are sponsored by a generous grant from the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, as well as the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
And this year's theme is Holiday Secret.
Holiday Secret. The Harmonizers always said that they'll do a two-part show at the library. The first part will be kind of what they did at Central, part of their shtick that they do at Central, and the second part is all traditional holiday music. And if you've never heard the Harmonizers, this is the whole chorus. This is just a quartet. We're going to have about 30 to 40 of them there singing their hearts out, Jennifer, and it's a campy, old-fashioned vintage Christmas show, like the old variety shows that Andy Williams and stuff that I miss from my youth. So it's a little chance to be nostalgic at Christmas time. Wednesday, December 12th, again at 7 p.m., the 100 and Harmonizers. And that will fill up. So sign up for that.
Yeah, because we're on their website, and there's even a little map to where we are.
Okay, so that's going to fill up.
Yes.
So register for that quick. And then finally on Thursday, December 13th, we kick it all off with the aforementioned gingerbread reception. You can come in and see who the winners are. And then right after that, we have a program with Michael Norris, Ph.D., from Saint to Santa. Through centuries of art, much of it is now in the East Coast Museums. Dr. Michael Norris will explore how a Turkish bishop evolved into one of Christianity's most beloved saints. Then in American artwork, we'll see Nicholas change again into Santa Claus. It's a very interesting program. Thursday, December 13th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. And then there's several holiday programs at the North County branch.
I've got them
Jennifer
up here.
Can touch on.
How about you want to go to the last commercial break?
And yes.
And when we come back, we will do those.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. 75. The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in 9 short minutes to take care of business. And we just checked, and Avery has reached Trenton on the radar. He's on his way. You have something to say?
No.
Oh, you looked like you were going to say something.
I was handing the show over to you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jim. So there are some holiday concerts and programs up at the North County branch on Thursday, December 13th. At 7 p.m., the Summer Swing Orchestra will have a holiday concert. But here's a question for you, Jim. The Summer Swing Orchestra is like 30 people.
It's
how many are they going to bring?
Abbreviated version of the Summer Swing Orchestra.
So you don't know how many they're going to bring?
No, I think it's like 5.
Oh, okay. Because this is the group we usually have outside in the summer at headquarters in North County, the Summer Swing Orchestra. So they will be playing standards such as Sleigh Ride and Winter Wonderland.
We felt we owed it to them, Jennifer, since they started playing and poured on them in the outdoor show this year.
So there will be audience participation and a sing-along. So that's December 13th at 7 p.m. On Saturday, December 15th at 2 p.m., we will welcome back Anne and Ridley Enslow, who will be presenting Christmas of Our Founding Fathers. They will sing songs about Washington, missing comma, Hamilton, Lafayette, missing comma, and other founding fathers. Talk about Christmas traditions.
Someone changed that. I didn't make that fly. I made that pick. Somebody changed the title and that paragraph.
Well,
that wasn't me. I'm looking at it right now saying,
it doesn't look right.
Because first of all, they didn't justify the paragraph. It looks terrible, Jennifer. The title's way too small. Who did that?
I have no idea. But they missed a whole bunch of commas because there is no founding father named Washington Hamilton.
A good name for one, though.
It
should have been.
Yes. So they will talk about Christmas traditions in the 19th century, and there'll be a Christmas carol sing-along. Some of the program will also focus on New Year's and Twelfth Night, which were bigger holidays than Christmas during the 18th century. They will be the Enslows will dress in colonial costume and use period instruments that feature carefully authenticated colonial song. Who wrote this? Okay, so get the original, the authentic flyer at the headquarters library. But it's a really great program with the Enslows. Be sure not to miss it December 15th at 2 p.m. And then on Tuesday, December 18th at 1:30 p.m. and Thursday, December 20th at 7 p.m., although this you need to sign up for quickly because it's limited to 20 and they're almost filled up, Susan Dempster of Fun to Create will help you create your own holiday centerpiece. You will take home, and you will get to take it home. Susan will bring plenty of greenery, but also please bring some for yourself if you like, and that's at our North County Branch Library. And all our programs are free and open to the public. To make reservations at the North County Branch Library, call 908-730-6135 or the Headquarters Library, 908-788-1434, or go to our website and click on the events calendar. And Jim will be happy to hear I just booked my first two programs for February and March of next year.
Oh, yeah? What are they?
We're going to have SCORE.
That's another person we met at Expo.
David somebody?
Yeah. Did he call you right after the Expo?
We've done programs with him for
years.
Yeah, I
know. We were talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's coming in February. And then Bonnie Pariser will be back in March to do some yoga.
Very good.
And I have a couple more as soon as the people who keep emailing me are getting booked now. The people I got to remember.
So what I have on tap so far, only definite through January, but I've got other people I'm just coordinating dates. So in January, I have a new group called Fraser Thomas. It's a woman singer and keyboardist and a gentleman guitarist who play around the area. It's supposed to be very popular. And then I have that Barry Wolfson, the hypnosis doctor, coming for his New Year's resolution program. February, I have Paul Bisaccia. the great classical pianist, coming for a program about Gershwin and other songs from that era. I saw the program. It looks great. And then also in February. Okay, scratch that. Jack McDade was going to do February 13th, but he doesn't want to come in the winter. So I'm moving him to April. So my early February program I've got to fill. But my late February program is Echo del Sur, a very popular band we've had in years past. We haven't had them in a while, so we have them. Then we move on to March, Jennifer. In March, we have Paul Bisaccia, the classical piano player. Then we also have Scotland's greatest folk singer, Jim Malcolm, coming across the pond to perform for us. And then in April, the aforementioned Jack McDade and his Variety Library show, and then Travis Wetzel will be venturing up from Tennessee to entertain us again, which he has done for the past 20 Aprils. I don't know that he's been coming forever. And then I have a couple other ideas. There's a doo-wop group I like to book. There's a from the 101 Wind Symphony or the White House Wind Symphony, a smaller group, a brass quintet. I want to book them, but they're the tuba and the trombone player aren't getting back to them or something like that.
So, oh, I know. I think I know the trombone player. I think it's Dan Butt.
I don't.
Or is he playing trumpet in the?
I don't know who. She didn't say a name, but the woman is a contact.
If so I don't know. If I see Dan on Saturday,
I saw Dan last night.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't mention. I didn't know he was affiliated with this.
He is. He because he keeps wanting me to have.
And then there was one or two others. There was a Billy Joel pianist, just a single guy that.
Oh, did you? I was going to ask. Did you ever hear back from the Billy Joel tribute band?
I had not. So a lot of exciting things we're already planning for in the wintertime here at HCL. Things just keep moving on, even though, you know, it feels like everything's over at Christmas time, Jennifer. We got you covered all through the wintertime.
Are we going to have a few pop-up movies, maybe?
Hopefully. Over the holidays?
Yes.
I think I want to show The Homecoming this year. I think I missed it last year.
Yeah, we didn't show
it. The Waltons TV classic from the early 70s, The Homecoming. The pilot, basically, for the Waltons' popular TV series. If you've never seen that, it's a great Christmas Eve memory from 1933 in Virginia, Depression-era Virginia. Great story.
And Patricia McNeil is the mother.
Your holidays will never be the same. Correct.
Instead of Michael.
And the father was different from the,
John Waite.
From the shows. Yeah. But all the kids are the same. And the grandmother's the same, but the grandfather's different. The grandfather was actually Edgar Bergen.
Oh,
very
really?
famous actor in his own right.
Hmm.
So then everybody else carried over into the Waltons. I think Patricia Neal was probably too big of a star at that point to consent to do a TV show, Jennifer. But this story was obviously that good that it lured her into doing this. Earl Hamm there, who's the John Boy character, was a story about him.
All right.
Okay, moving on. Where were we?
You were going to show Christmas movies. Well, if you want to show A Christmas Wish, I have it upstairs. I was going to watch it as a booster. The famous Rupert the Squirrel. The Jimmy Durante movie.
Karen and I watched it, and we were...
This is what I want to know. What is that movie, the Hallmark movie that you all watch that you love, their favorite one?
Moonlight and Mistletoe.
I could not remember it. We were talking about them last Friday night or Friday afternoon about the Hallmark movies and how
your friends will love it, but you can't watch it. You'll pick up on everything, Jennifer. I think we have the DVD.
Do we really?
We love it. I can give it to you.
Oh, I thought you meant the library.
Yeah,
bring it and I'll watch it. Because we were talking about favorite Christmas movies, and somebody said, "Anybody watch those Hallmark movies?" I know somebody who does.
And not for the right reasons, that's the problem.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I think they kind of watch them, too.
But people eat those up. Hallmark makes 20 new movies a year. They make 20 Christmas movies every year.
Well, one of the channels on Sirius this year is Hallmark, the Hallmark channel. And they're playing. So, over the holidays, we have some new museum passes.
Very good.
That have been added. We've added the Eastern State Penitentiary Museum, which doesn't really seem like a holiday sort of... Morvan Museum and Gardens we've added, which is in Princeton, and they do a very big holiday exhibit. So to get one of our museum passes, just go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on museum passes. And all the information will be there. We also have the Hunterdon Art Museum, American Museum of Natural History, Grounds for Sculpture, Intrepid Air and Space Museum. And most of these will admit up to 4 people. So if you have guests coming in for the holidays, you can come see them.
Very
but
good.
There's a big holiday display always at Morven, so that it's a good time of year to go see it. And Jim's got his phone out, which means it's time to get ready to go. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.